What about these services? God's moving. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Go ahead. This is for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This is preparing for the anointing. Amen. If we ever needed anything, we need young people that's filled with the power of God, has the anointing, the unction of God. And I want to talk about that a few minutes. I know I've never done one of these services before, but I've been to a bunch of them. Amen. And I love preaching about the anointing. You know why? Because Jesus said when he come on the scene, he said that the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. And I can tell you, we need the anointing. If Jesus needed the anointing, you need the anointing. How many believes that? I want to read a verse of scripture in the book of Judges chapter 13. How many remembers the story of Samson? How many remembers that story? Amen. I want to read a verse of scripture in Judges 13 and verse 25. Verse number 25, the Spirit, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord. You got it? Say amen. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. Amen. In the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Now I believe that this that began to move upon Samson was the anointing. How many believes that? How many believes it takes the anointing to conquer against the enemy? Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you today. We thank you for your Spirit and your anointing. God, I pray for these young people that you would captivate our minds. And God, help us release our thoughts from the activities of the day. Let us focus upon your word for just a few moments and hear what you have to say. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to point out one word to you in verse number 25. The Bible said that the Lord moved upon him at times. And that's what I want to preach about a minute is times. And I don't really want to talk about the times that the anointing moved upon Samson, but I want to talk about the other times. Amen. When it was no anointing there. How many knows that the story of Samson is a sad story? How many remembers when they shaved his head and they plucked out his eyeballs and he was grinding at a mill? Amen. Well, I want you to know the reason that he lost his anointing is because in the times when the anointing wasn't moving upon him, amen, he found himself in situations that caused him to become ineffective. And in this land in which we live today, we see a lot of churches and a lot of church members that have become ineffective. The anointing no longer moves upon them. It is not a result of when the anointing was on them that has caused the problem, but what caused the problem is when the anointing wasn't there. They allowed things to get in their way. God spoke a message to me some time ago. Amen. About 5 years ago, I just preached it for the first time in the month of June. I titled the message, "A Penniless Traveler Can't Be Robbed." Amen. Young people, when you find the anointing of the Holy Ghost drained out of your life, it's because you've gotten a hold of too many things of this world, and the enemy has robbed the resources of God out of your life. Amen. The enemy cannot take nothing from you if it has nothing on you. But we've allowed too many things in our life. Amen. Amen. The word time means a limited period or an interval. It means as between two successive events. Amen. Between two events. How many knows we don't just walk around in the anointing? When we may have a bunch of, we may have a few folks here that do that. I don't know. Every now and then I pull that old Matthews out and go shoot a deer. And I'll be honest with you, I really ain't got much anointing when I'm doing it. I'm just really just shooting. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, I know we've got a lot of people, they spiritualize everything, but I'm just telling you, amen, not always are you in the anointing. Sometimes you're just walking through life, walking with Jesus. But see, it's in those times that's most important. Everybody wants the anointing. Everybody wants the jawbone. Everybody wants to kill 1,000 Philistines. Everybody wants to rent a lion in two. Amen. Everybody wants to catch 300 foxes. Amen. But friend, listen to me. The most important times is not the time I spend behind this pulpit preaching under the unction of God, but the most important time in my life is when nobody else is around and I'm by myself and I'm alone and it ain't nobody around me. Amen. It's there I find out whether or not I'm going to keep the anointing of God. Amen. It's not a problem with people getting the anointing, but what we need is somebody that can keep the anointing. It's somebody who can operate in the Spirit of God. Amen. We need somebody. Amen. David, I want to read a verse of scripture. David said, he said, but my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Hallelujah. And we look at these stories. I want to just show you something here about David. David's talking about this being exalted and being anointed and all these things. But David, in these passages of scripture, he looks at the Lord and he says, Lord, you make me glad. Amen. Come on now. The preacher preached last night about desire. Amen. Desire when it ain't all going good. How many's ever had it go bad for you? Anybody besides me? I've had it go bad a few times. Well, it's in those times that you find out what you're made of. That it is in those times that you find out if you got a feeling or a relationship. Now, when I was a little boy, I saw a lot of girls. Now, I think girls are pretty. Is that a sin, man? Now you boys, y'all all just ugly. I mean, just simple as that. Y'all all ugly. Ain't one good looking boy. Two good looking boys. Me and my son. Amen. Come on now. You know, but girls are pretty. And, you know, it's a lot of girls that maybe you look over at them and you say, whoa, man, she's kind of pretty, you know. But it ain't but one who always, I mean, every time I see her, whoa, man. You know what I'm talking about? Them butterflies get in your stomach. And that's my wife. You know why? Because I'm in love with that woman. Amen. I fell in love with her. I mean, had a lot of girls that kind of stirred a little of emotion in me. But only one that I have a relationship with. Come on, somebody. Man, y'all quiet as a church mouse in here. Amen. Y'all act like y'all not humans. Amen. But I'm just telling you, it's only one woman that I have a relationship with. Amen. That's a continual thing. It's not just a little momentary feeling, but it's something that lasts. Amen. It's something that endures. Amen. That's what God's looking for. Anybody in the heat of a youth camp can stand up with a spurt of anointing and say, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm born again. But when you get back to that home church and your family's against you and your mama's against you and your daddy's against you, you can say like David, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. What I got is real. What I got will last forever. It's not a one-time thing. It's not just a little dip I took. Amen. But what I got has turned my life around, has changed me forever. Amen. See, we require too many things of this world. Let me get my phone out here. We'll keep an eye on my time. We require too many things of this world. See, what we got to do about this world is we got to take as little of it as possible. You know, every one of them women that walked in front of Mr. Ahasuerus sitting up on top of the throne, they all looked pretty because they were all virgins and they were all virtuous. I'm going to tell you young men something. That'll preach right there. Only pretty woman on the planet is a virtuous woman. If she ain't virtuous, you don't want her. Come on, somebody. Same thing goes for you ladies. Same thing goes for the only good-looking man around is a virtuous man. Amen. My daddy said, son, if they won't follow you to an altar, they'll never go to heaven with you. Amen. So you don't need to walk down the aisle with them. But every one of them women that passed by were beautiful women. And no doubt Ahasuerus might have told the king, told the chamberlains and the workers there, amen, well, she's a pretty lady. Or maybe she's nice. Maybe I like how her hair is. Or maybe you told, but all of a sudden, a little woman named Esther come walking before the king. And the Bible said she told the king's chamberlain, I only want what I'm required to have. I want no more than's required of me. Amen, church, I'm telling you, that's what God's looking for. It's some young people that will say, I only want what's required in this life. And guess what? The king didn't just look at Esther and say, what pretty hair. The king didn't just look at Esther and say, amen, what a beautiful woman. But the Bible said she found favor in the eyes of the king. But that's not all. The Bible said she placed upon her head a crown. Amen, friend. I'm telling you, if you'll stay right with God and you'll walk with God, one day he's going to give you a robe and a crown. But you must only take what's required. See, the thing about this life is if you take too much of this life, the enemy requires you to pay him for it. Now, Samson looked good for a long time, but one day he had to pay up for all of that he had of the world. And the same thing will happen to you. The reason so many resources have been lost out of the house of God, so many mighty, powerful things. Young people, you can be a powerful tool for the Lord. Yes, you can. Amen. I probably could have been a lot of things in this life. I talked pretty good. I might have could have been a politician. I don't know. I like politics. I keep up with them a little bit. But I'm really not a politician or nothing like that. I really don't know a lot. Well, I might have could have been a politician. I could have been. I was pretty smart when I was in high school. I don't know what happened to me after that. Amen. But I might have could have went on to college and pursued something to become. But the greatest thing, choice I ever made. Now, did you say you did everything just right? No. But the greatest choice I made is I dedicated my life to the Lord. And I want to tell you something, young people, out of that. I'm only 27 years old, and at the age of 27 years old, I've been to several different foreign countries, preached in a lot of places. And you know why? It's not because of who I am, and it's not because of where I'm from. That's a fool that says because of who I am or where I'm from. The only reason I've been able to do what God has allowed me to do is because I've walked with him. I've stayed before him, and I said, God, I don't just want a spurt of the anointing, but I want to keep myself in a place that you can move upon me. Because see, whenever he gets ready to move, you got to be available. Brother Clendenin teaches that in the School of Christ. He said it's not important that you have ability. It's important that you have availability. Amen. If you can be available to God, he can move upon you. Amen. But you must be available. Now, I want to point something out to you, and I'm going to close. I'm trying to hurry here. Amen. So many people need too much from this world. Amen. Daniel said, I don't want the king's meat. But you got to eat the king's meat if you're going to look like everybody else. That's what the world will tell you. Amen. They'll look at you crazy. When you tell them, they ask you where you're going on Friday night. And you say you're going to youth meeting. And they're going to the ball game. Amen. And they'll say, man, what's wrong with you? Don't you know? And you just tell them, say, listen, I don't have to have the world's meat. Amen. Daniel said, oh, but you don't understand. You'll grow up and not have a good life if you don't follow after the agendas of the world. But Daniel said, why don't you prove it? Amen. Let's prove who's right. And they tried him 10 days. And the Bible said Daniel was fairer, fatter, and wiser. Amen. He probably looked just like me. Fair and fat. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for fat people. Hallelujah. Amen. He was fair, fatter, and wiser than anybody else in the kingdom. You know why he was? It's because he said, I don't want the things of this world. I don't want the things that they have to offer, but I want the things of God. Hey, I'm telling you, young people, because listen to what Jesus said. The disciples come back from town with a basket full of meat. Said, look, Lord, I got you a double whopper with cheese, extra pickles, and onions. Amen. I said, won't you eat a whopper? And Jesus said, listen, boys, I've got meat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of the Father. I'm telling you, the world don't understand what we have and what we are. They'll never understand you when you separate yourself to be used by God. They'll never understand. When I was 16 years old, I had to make a decision. Listen, it's not a sin to go to Six Flags. Don't nobody fall out with me. But I had a choice. Daddy said I had an opportunity to go preach. Either go to Six Flags or go preach. You can't go ride rides all day Saturday and expect the anointing to fall on Sunday. I know they don't preach it like that no more. You can do whatever you want to do. Slide into the pulpit and preach that message you got off of sermons.com and everything will be all right. But whatever happened to falling on your knees and hearing what thus saith God? Amen. You know what I done? 16 years old. Amen. I went to the pastor's house, crawled up under the bed. Amen. Because I was kind of half aggravated at Daddy. And I buried my head in there and I prayed through and I got full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can tell you it was 2 more years before I ever made it to a Six Flags. Amen. But thank God I preached and we had a move of God on Sunday morning. Amen. Young people, I'm telling you, you don't have to have the things of this world. Amen. I said you don't have to have the things of this world. You got to be a righteous person. David said, the reason I know I'm going to be anointed is because you make me glad. He said in Psalm 92, he said, thou hast made me glad. He also said, I will triumph by your work. All this is recognizing where your strength comes from, your power comes from. Amen. He said, I won't be a foolish man, which means arrogant and stupid. That's what it means. Amen. I didn't just make that up. That was actually in my Strong's Concordance. It meant stupid. I won't be foolish. Or I won't be wicked, but I'll be righteous. I'm closing. He said, my horn hath thou exalted. The word horn means strength. Now, I want you to get this. The word horn means strength. My strength is weak, but David said, my strength hast thou exalted. The word exalted means to lift higher or to cause to grow. I want to tell you, young people, that you say, but it's so hard to live for God and it's tough. Amen, but I'm talking about preparing for the anointing, to be anointed. Amen, David was saying, amen, thou hast exalted my horn. And my strength is growing because I'm staying before the Lord. Amen, I'm allowing him to be the one that stirs my emotion. I'm allowing him to be the one that stirs my feelings and my passion. Amen. But then he said, I shall be anointed. I looked that word up. Man, I'm telling you, I thought for sure it was going to mean I run the back of the pews and I jumped up and screamed and I went, wow. Oh, amen, because that's what preachers do. Amen, I thought for sure that's what it was going to mean. But do you know what the word anointed means? It meant I fade away. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, Paul said, I decrease that thou may increase. I fade away. I'm telling you, you want the anointing, then you've got to begin to fade away. You've got to begin to lay aside. Say, I don't want this world. I know that that's what my flesh desires. I know that that's what my heart is crying out for. But I'm going to let that fade away. Amen. And if you'll let that fade away, he will pour his fresh oil. I don't know what that means in your book and in your Bible and in your relationship. But where I come from, I was taught that meant a good old-fashioned dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe I'm a Holy Ghost man. I believe that's what the church is in need of, is a fresh touch of the Spirit of God to be poured out. Here it is. What about them times? What about it, young people? What about them times? My wife forgot my hankies. Isn't that a nice hand towel? It almost looks like a bath towel. What about them times, young people? Now, I'm not talking about the times that everybody's around and everybody's shouting and everybody's running, but I'm talking about them times when it ain't no preacher around and ain't no mama around and it ain't no daddy around. Because you see, it's in those times that it's going to be determined whether or not you're going to keep. Keep. He said, hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I want to keep it, don't you? I want to keep a move of God. I want to tell you, you know you can keep the move of the Spirit. He said, walk in the Spirit. Isn't that what he said? And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Isn't that what he said? Amen. To walk after him, to walk with him, to talk with him every day. I'm walking with him. Amen. Does that mean I just walk around just always saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? No, that ain't what that means. It just means no matter what situation, you realize where your strength and where your power comes from. It comes from the Lord. Don't come from me. And it doesn't matter what decision I make, I got to say, is this what the Lord would do? Is this what the Lord wants me to do? Is this the right way? Is this the right decision? I want to tell you, I want to be anointed, don't you? In order to be anointed, you must begin to fade away and allow Christ to stand. Remember, when you leave camp, when you go back to the dorm, and it comes down and it's those times, remember what I said about those times. Be anointed. Allow God to move for you in those times. Allow him to be all. Stand to your feet. I'm going to close here. The less of this world you have, young people. How many's ever heard this song? With this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Anybody ever heard that song? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. With this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Well, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Anybody ever heard that song? Remember that. Remember that. That they can't take it. Anything that you have in your life, and you feel yourself being robbed and cheated in your spiritual walk, if you'll look back, you have something that belongs to that world. But as long as you don't allow anything that belongs to that world in your life, you can always have the move of God in your life. Isn't that what you want? Amen. Father, we love you. I thank you for these young people. I thank you for each and every one of them. Their attentiveness, Lord. I pray you would bless them and help them move up on their life. We want to be used by you, Lord. We want to be moved upon by you. We want to be anointed, Lord. We want to fade away. God, in those times when nobody else is around, we want to live for you and walk with you. I pray your blessing upon the remainder of this camp. Thank you for the men of God and the women of God who have labored so tirelessly to put this camp together, Lord. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I don't know who I'm to turn this to. Brother Tom Goodwin, amen. Hang on just a second. Don't nobody go nowhere. The man of God's on his way.